This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's what's happening today along the border between Israel and Lebanon. A truce is holding. Israel today is preparing to pull out some more of its forces as the Lebanese army and UN troops prepare to move into southern Lebanon, but it is still not clear how quickly an expanded United Nations force can get in there. More residents of northern Israel are returning to their battered homes after fleeing Hezbollah rocket fire more than 4 weeks ago. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
52-year-old Shasha Meir is a bus driver in Kiryat Shmona. He heard and felt the Katyusha fire in the early days of the war when he was still driving his daily bus route. Last Friday, when the warning sirens blared, he rushed his family to a bomb shelter. Less than a minute later, a Hezbollah rocket struck their rental home. Now outside the wrecked place, Meir surveys the destruction. The roof, windows, and walls are all badly damaged. His wife, standing nearby, looks shocked and bewildered.
Feeling is horrible. It's hard. You don't know what to do now. The whole thing of trying and trying to find a different house. We just don't know what to do. Look at my wife, how she looks. She doesn't know what to do with herself.
Police in Kiryat Shmona say 2,000 homes here were damaged by rocket fire. More than 100 suffered direct hits from Katyushas. Nationally, Israeli officials say 12,000 homes and more than 600 businesses were damaged by Katyusha fire. Meir is hopeful the city and national governments will help transfer his family to a new rental home, but he's not sure when that will happen.
There's no winners in war. There's just losers and more losers.
Dozens of war-weary Kiryat Shmona residents pack a hallway at a local community center. They're here to sign up to have their damaged homes assessed and to find out what local services are available. Some are venting at local officials. Who do I talk to? Who's going to help me? One man asks. What do I do now? What forms do I fill out? Another says. Kiryat Shmona City Councilman Igal Buzaglo tells people help is coming, but they need to be patient. He calls this tussle for compensation between residents and their local and national governments the next war.
The war, number one, is Hezbollah, and now it's number two is the state of Israel.
Buzaglo says an elderly woman came here this morning. Her house had been hit days ago, and still no representative from the city or national governments has visited her to offer assistance.
And she come here, and nobody to answer, nobody to tell her what to do. And that is bad. This is the second war.
Israel's foreign minister, Zippy Livni, toured hard-hit Israeli cities across the north Tuesday, including Kiryat Shmona. She met mostly with local leaders and pledged increased government help to rebuild homes and businesses. Meanwhile, Livni said the ceasefire has a chance to become a lasting peace, but only if the UN resolution behind the truce is implemented fully, quickly, and completely by Lebanon and the international community.
If the international community takes the right steps in order to send robust and effective forces to assist the Lebanese army in its deployment to the south part of Lebanon, this can be a change.
Lebanese officials say they may start deploying some of the 15,000 army troops south of the Litani River as soon as tomorrow. Israel plans to hand over a few strategically less important pieces of ground to UN forces by the end of this week. But the size and pace of Israel's pullout, commanders here say, remains contingent on the Lebanese army and expanded UN forces moving south to rein in Hezbollah and keep the militant group from rebuilding its arsenal. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kiryat Shmona.